This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I was pretty confident that we were going to be able to get something worked out. And so it was more so just kind of sitting down and putting our heads together to make something good for both sides. And I was confident that this was going to work out. I just love what we're building here. I love the team. I feel like this is the place. You know, you always want to be in a place where they want you to be here and they accept you. And I think we got unfinished business to do.
Bobby Wagner talking with the media today. Back with the Commanders for one last ride. I guess it's possible they could have a strong year and sign him when he's 36. But presumably, this will be his second and final season with Washington. I think he's going to play at a high level. I think he'll get a little bit more of what you got last year. Is it possible that, you know, everything goes from an 8 to a 7? Of course, at 35 years old. But he's really smart. He's going to get everybody lined up in the right spot. He's going to have those back and forth to the line of scrimmage, playing chess with quarterbacks. He's going to make a few plays by being in the right area at the right time because he's cerebral and intuitive. And there's going to be times where his speed limits you a little bit on stuff to the outside, which is why you need to upgrade your edge defense. But I totally get why they want to bring him back. And you and I think everybody else in town have been saying the same thing for 2 months now, which is it seemed like a foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. As well as last year went and as important as he became to the dressing room and to the overall culture, they were going to bring this guy back. And unless you could get him at a rate where you could also sign someone else to maybe split some time occasionally on running downs, you know, or when you thought a team might try to take advantage of some of his perceived weaknesses now, and that was never realistic because he's going to make good money. Led your team in tackles, was a second-team All-Pro last year, still very, very good, very, very helpful. You were going to have to pay him, and you weren't going to probably upgrade from him. They'll have to wait till next year to get younger and faster at that spot.
So I think of this in sports terms, like a basketball lineup, where if you've got I'm just going to use one example, not the same, obviously, but if you've got Nikola Jokic, who's an unbelievable player, of course you want him on your team, but there are corollaries with that. You don't want him guarding a center. You don't want him guarding a wing that's super athletic. You have to compensate for that with other players on your roster because there's going to be weaknesses prevented that teams are going to try to take advantage of. I think of late career London Fletcher here, who was still an excellent player. I don't know if he was, you know, all-pro caliber or Pro Bowl caliber. I'm not really concerned about that, but still very good. But wasn't as great in pass coverage. Wasn't as awesome as he was early in his career dealing with running backs out of the backfield or tight ends in the middle of the field or, you know, helping out on the slot receivers, working some things. I think Wagner's in that same boat and position at this point in his career. So there are certainly weaknesses as a relative term, but things he doesn't do as well as he once did. That's pretty normal. That's obvious. That isn't to discount or doesn't outweigh the enormous list of positives. Right? Like Bobby Wagner at this stage is still more valuable than pretty much anybody else they could have found for that spot at that money, I think, honestly. You know what I mean? When you start doing the math on it, you go, yeah, this makes sense. Now, it requires us to build a certain way, But I'm fine doing that because they got Bobby Wagner back.
He also just made more big plays last year than he had in previous years. He defended more passes than the previous season in Seattle. He recovered more fumbles. He forced more fumbles. His sack count was down. They didn't really have him rush the quarterback quite as much. But, you know, tackles for loss were essentially the same. He hit the quarterback more last season. So it's not like there was some significant decline in anything other than the overall tackle total, where he went from an NFL high 183, which is a career high as well, to 132. And some of that is you're not playing behind, I think it was Jaron Reed and some of the guys he was in Seattle that previous season. But he can still play, and bringing him back was seemingly a formality. The question was, were they going to get it done before free agency, or was he going to test the market and then come back to them with a number? But around $8 million is what it's going to cost them. As far as John Allen goes, who they've released, I think he's going to have a good year somewhere, and I hope that for him. But I was saying this to Darius earlier. We were talking about possible landing spots. I think it'd be awesome if he went to Detroit. The Lions last year, part of it was injury, but their defensive tackle room got shredded, and their D-line, especially with the Hutchinson injury, was just a mess. Remember when Washington was able, for the first time in about 2.5 months, to run the ball with ease against Detroit in the playoffs with Brian Robinson?
Yeah, it was them and the Titans, the two running games that were worth a damn.
I mean, there was nobody that was stopping the run less in the final quarter of the season, seemingly, than the Detroit Lions. You could just do whatever you wanted with that front. I'm not saying John Allen is a run-stuffing threat anymore, that he would fix that for them. But I think they need assets, and they need to throw some resources at the D-tackle and D-line position. And I think he could still help them. Go get 5.5 sacks, be part of a rotation. I would like that fit for him, and then he'd be right back in the playoffs, very possibly.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of what he deserves, I think he does. He deserves some career success, right? Finally got a little taste of it last year when he came rushing back. Not rushing, but you know what I mean. When he worked his way back from what we thought was a season-ending injury, got a little taste of some postseason success. I want him to go somewhere where he can win. It's an interesting defensive tackle market. I mean, the draft is thought of as a good, deep defensive tackle market. But there's a lot of guys in that Sheldon Rankins, B.J. Hill, Raekwon Davis, Javon Kinlaw sort of tier where John Allen's in that camp. That means maybe not what he once was, but perfectly plus rotational piece who could go to a contender and help.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.